beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Tonight's podcast, Psionic Billionaire. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been thought for centuries that in order to control monies, one had to work their way towards possession of such wealth. What I am about to share with you tonight is a revelation in the Verloc New Thought Movement, a cognitive method and self-empowering attitude toward the pursuit of buying power. So without further ado, let us begin. If you have been thinking your entire life self-defeating notions such as, I wish I were rich, or if I had the funds that those guys have, well, then you are doing yourself a serious disservice. But now, don't look so glum. The world of opportunities does not end simply because you have not yet achieved your goal of amassing wealth. All that you must do is readjust your thinking, learn some new tools, and of course study my methods of influence and psionics philosophy. The rest will simply fall into place if you allow these energies to work for you. That's the real catch here. What I've just said is that you must allow these energies to work for you. And that's quite the recto verte of a conventional resume, ladies and gentlemen. Billionaires move huge amounts of money. Billionaires influence unimaginably large investment trends. These activities shape our world. You're probably thinking, however, that you have absolutely no say in how the life cycle of monies, global processes, and currencies plays out in the big scheme of societies around this planet. But, of course, you are right if you believe this. I think it was Henry Ford who had once said, whether you believe you can or not, you are right. And of course, I am paraphrasing here, but essentially you get the picture, right? When you doubt your ability to contribute to a much larger picture in the world, then you are indeed placing limitations in your life before you. Those of you listening tonight may recall some of my previous podcast about the all-elusive web of synchronicity. But to refresh your memory here, I'll recap on this area of interest for a brief digression. Everything in the world is programmed into existence on this plane. Programmed. What you think and feel contributes to this reality, which stems from your heart chakra, your third eye, your hands and feet, and basically all of the various energy centers of your mind and spirit self. Synchronicities exist within this matrix reality to lend to our senses the illusion of cause and effect, seeming to take form in the external environment. Well, these synchronicities, long known to the ancient Teutonic people, are in actuality a program running a series of variables and events against literal values and cosmic parameters. Now, all of this might seem confusing if you're entirely new to my podcast, but do not feel left out. I was a beginner in psionics nearly, 40 years ago, it seems, and I understand the near ridiculous complexity of things like psychotronics as being rather difficult to grasp. And this is one of my primary reasons I created the Verloc personality and sort of a sci-fi comic book style journey for my students. That is, to make it fun and easy to understand. So basically, what I am saying here is that all that you think you know, everything in the world which seems to have a proper time and place, and appears to follow rather stringent physical laws, is an orderly sequence in a rather grand illusion. We can work with all manner of concepts without needing to worry about the whole space-time continuum or even bothering with quantum mechanics, though I must say the latter is a promising area of R&D for IBM's quantum hybrid cloud computing. Yes, IBM. You ever see that movie 2010? This is HAL. the computer acronym HAL, H-A-L. Well, if you follow the next letter in sequence, H becomes I, A becomes B, L becomes M, IBM, HAL. Is really IBM computer in hiding in plain sight in popular sci-fi cinema. But I digress. What you want to know is how to put money to work for you. More specifically, you would like to have influence over very, very large sums of money. But most likely, and like most other interested persons, you have lived your entire life in the illusionary belief or following this stereotype that you must first possess those funds in order to make use of billions of dollars or any other currency of similar value. I am here to tell you that you have been misled. And this is quite understandable. So was I, yes. I believed that I had to work a certain job and related skills to move up in a company. While looking over my shoulder during the Generation X years of low expectations for a sound financial future, watching over my shoulder, seeing others fail and fall, and crossing my fingers, tugging at my lucky rabbit's foot keychain that was popular at the time, to pray that it won't happen to me next. Well, but you know, that is the wrong kind of thinking for becoming successful. We are made successful by looking for like-minded people and sharing a vision. And when we cannot work with other people, where that is not possible, we can at the very least work with the disembodied minds of persons having lived before us, spirit sigils, the runes, and magical systems. And of course, our modern variant of these magical systems in the world of science, we can work with computer systems. Actually, not to go off on a tangent, but I've found that my Google and Siri AIs can work pretty well at finding what I need rather quickly. More at Google, of course, but hopefully Apple will catch up to Alphabet's superior AI assistant. Anyway, what I want you to do first is come to an understanding about how money is an energy, and also how people, even the super rich, are still people. That is, no matter how strategic an investor is, he and she are still prone to being moved by emotion, popular belief, trend, and we're all given to spontaneous ideas now and then, and as human beings, we are to some degree or other a bit impulsive, perhaps, or going along with their, you know, the associates that we have to pursue some common interest. These are external strings. What this means for you, being a psionicist, is that all persons on this planet can be swayed to take interest in your work, your vision, and possibly be made into good friends to promote your work. Okay, but however, in this podcast tonight, it's about moving the money itself. We're going to get into relationships and partnering in one of my upcoming podcasts that I have planned. So you have hopefully listened to my previous podcast about crypto manifestos, psionic millionaire, and money magic. If you have not, please give these episodes a listen to and have a pen and paper handy so that you can take notes on what interests you most. With the combined knowledge of these past podcasts and tonight's episode, I aim to impress my listeners with a new train of thought. Are you ready? Listen carefully. You are a billionaire tonight. Yes, when you listened to Psionic Millionaire, you were made into a millionaire that night on the mental energy plane. But tonight, you're going to become a billionaire. Me too. So here is what we do. Write up a list of the top Fortune 1000 companies, followed by a list of the top Fortune 500 companies. Set these names aside in a folder for future interest you'd like to pursue. It's always good to do your homework in advance. Next, write up a list of the top influencers in the world that you are interested in following, and perhaps sending your suggestions for making some exciting new industries open up, or grabbing attention for investing possibly in your dream company, or what have you. Set these aside. Now make a list of every industry in the world which draws your interest and attention. Write down on another list current trends and events, things that are happening in the world, and put this also into a folder. Write down the list of things that you are absolutely not interested in as well. And that could be a very big list, but the things that you really don't like. Also, write a list of these things. Note these. File all of these lists and folders into, you know, a ring binder, just as you would if you were in a classroom taking notes for next week's lesson. But in concept here, what you're really doing is prepping a folder for you to become a future psionic mastermind. And you need subjects and strings to follow. One of the things you're going to do is test, experiment, and sort both your impressions from your actual results into another section of this ring binder. But before we get there, I want you to look into some of the areas which can perhaps work best for you and help you get into psionics. So I have a few divisions in psionics tech which can help you accomplish mass influence and also enchantments or manifestations in the higher up levels of society. I will name these for you shortly. Numero uno is, of course, the miraculous prayer board. The logic of having a prayer board is simply twofold. Number one, you have a balanced, geometrically blessed instrument to work psionics with. Very important. This makes sure that things don't go wrong and that you don't have adverse influences in your magical or psionic operations. Number two, you will have a psychometrically charged instrument which can help you read and write to just about any person. I'm talking about mentally, psychically, reading and writing to any person, group, or concept within the reality matrix. And yes, you can even work with those very complicated components in the matrix, such as variables, literals, and event triggers, If you learn about my psionic splicing methods that have been published in my book, it's in paperback only, it's called Psionic Splicing. The second thing you may work with is your world circuit radio. Now, I have a very cool video on how to build this simple psychotronic gadget in my club at vreloc.club. This gadget, combined with my methods in philosophical training in the club, and of course in my various books, will allow the operator access to the entire world circuit. I've podcasted about this before. As for what I think the third area of interest is going to be for many psionicists is, of course, the entreating of disembodied personalities. Never overlook a little psionic necromancy. Therefore, I advise you to read my book, Psionic Necromancer, available in paperback. If you'd like an autographed copy, just let me know in your message when you purchase the book. But now, for most people listening to my podcast, I'd say you're likely very new to radionics, wishing machines, prayer boards, psionics, and my unique philosophy and methods. So, therefore, for you, I recommend that you pick up your first essential and most fundamental skill by downloading my multimedia training package, Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure, that has audio, documents, and a how-to video, including dowsing charts. And if you are really, really new to psionics, I mean just fresh into this podcast, I recommend that you read my absolute beginner's introduction to the entire magical lifestyle. It's called Keep the Magic High. It's available to download as an ebook for $4.99, or I can autograph you a hard copy if you request one. You can buy the printed paperback book as well. All right, so back to methodology here for those of us who are more or less caught up with the general idea of global and mass influence. While we can have some results with the usual methods of manifestation, there are some drawbacks to the common methods of magic for manifestation. For example, most authorities on the subject of manifesting anything will tell their students that visualizing the outcome will often allow the universe to fill in the means to achieving the goal. And that's usually very true. This is based on the assumption and the collective common understanding in the esoteric teaching that all things that are manifested in the material world first appear on the astral plane long before solidifying as an actual material or an outcome in the physical universe, the space-time continuum. But the problem here is that while those visions you may hold firmly in your mind can appear on the astral plane, blinking in and out of existence, the material manifestation might never occur in your life. This is because it is being materialized, whatever you're visualizing or thinking of, is being materialized on a parallel plane of existence. And not quite in your lane. Not quite in your lane of reality. In my club, I can help you overcome this drawback to the old teachings, which are many of them are good teachings, but I can bring you up to speed in psionics today. As for overall mental influence to the bigger players in the world, there are going to be many instances in which the bigger influencers, multi-billionaires, won't even entertain the thoughts you project in their direction, no matter how hard you make the attempt in psionics. That's often the case. There are a number of reasons for this, and one of the big ones is something called resistance. While the other may simply be an incompatibility issue. The way around this obstacle to your will is to look at the other levels within an organization and influence those departments and their people, the minds they're in, to bring that idea from a diverse area of employees or even the company's stakeholders being in or outside of the company. And of course, shareholders have a lot to say about the ideas which stay on the table or get swept into the proverbial round file. So there's a lot of territory to cover along the path to becoming a masterful practitioner. But each step of the way will yield some self-empowerment that is well worth a little time investing in practice. Just think about how long it took for humanity to come to where we are at now. Our ancestors were explorers, sailors, caravanners, woodsmen, lumberjacks, farmers, and most of all, the various pursuits of prospectors which have led to the overall development of society today. Wherein, though economically and socially wounded, many of us still have access to medical technology, consultants in the business and financial sectors, and so on. For me, this journey has lasted nearly 40-something years from where I first began questioning my experiences and the paranormal activities involved in my life to delving into things like computers and biology, physics, and the father of modern philosophy, beginning way back with the metaphysics of Aristotle. I tend to follow those who have a respect and appreciation for a rather long road to achievement as a species, and more so the persons in this world who seek out new ways as pioneers to discover humanity's eventual collaborative effort toward real prosperity. You know, I think it would be nice to imagine an alien intervention, perhaps with a being like Spock from Star Trek, but it may be for us that this encounter or this type of intervention may never happen. And if our destiny would have it, perhaps it is with human beings and our tools, such as computing, maybe artificial intelligence, where our salvation will ultimately be achieved. And let us hope that the opposite is not our future. You know, there's quite a lot of topic to cover tonight, and as I am pressed for time, I'm going to have to skip over a lot of what I had planned to share with everyone tonight. But fear not, if you join my club, see the link in the description section of this podcast, there is a lot of material which can help you get started. What we have is a world circuit that we work with, a series of interacting energy fields and vortices, all interconnected with the billions of minds on this planet here. Every tree, every animal, and all movements of the Earth within the stream of the space-time continuum, and more importantly, the components I have mentioned, the variety of event triggers and values which exist beyond the space-time continuum. All of these are subject to our will if we're willing to take the time to study and train. As you reach out to the bigger billions of dollars, that is, the energy of mind money at higher levels of buying power. And remember, these are not figures in a ledger book. Keep in mind that your reach will often surpass your grasp. Thus, I cannot emphasize enough that you really need dowsing to help you make the best forecasted moves, and a series of magical methods to fall back on, while also working with your miraculous prayer board to bring all of your operations into a balanced and stable construct to work your will in the broader spectrum of world affairs and global markets where your interest is. Real quick, as a matter of course, you may contact me with your project proposals if you need a hand in certain operations. Now, I do not guarantee that I will take your project, but I will read every project that lands in my messenger box. Go to the contact page, scroll past the contact button, and or past the general public contact to the button which displays request private project, and then choose your commitment and level of budget. For those of my listeners who want to get started in making millions of dollars or other currencies do the work by Psionic Influence, keep listening to these podcasts and delve into my books, audiobooks, multimedia dowsing package, and of course consider joining my club for long-term insider tips, tricks, and tools of the trade for psionic power users. This concludes our merry gathering this evening, so thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc Psionics Podcast, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.